My name was given to me, and the name was Queen Anne Nzinga. She was a warrior, a fighter. She fought slavery in Angola. She was a very strong woman, very strong. And I'm sitting there, shy, didn't talk to nobody. And I said, is this going to be actually me? And this man said, this is going to be your name now, and be proud of it. So I went on and accepted. I wrote my mother that night. I was so excited. You know, I wrote to all my family members, and I told them all that this is my decision. There's nothing against the name that I was given by my father. My best friends to this day, my best girlfriend, still calls me by my other name, and I have to nicely tell her, if you're going to talk to me or relate to me, you must call me Nzinga, or we're just going to end this conversation. I mean, I went on and sent back mail that I got out of my birth name. And I know I hurt my mother's feelings because some of the mail was birthday cards. Some of the mail was really, you know, from family members, but I wanted them to accept me and my decision. I got my name changed while I was working for a politician. And I went to a lot of community meetings. And I got up one night, and it's a 95% Polish meeting. And I told them proudly that, please do not call me by my old name, my birth name. I'm proud to tell everyone that my new name is Nzinga Motisila Masani. And I told them how nervous I was to tell everybody, but I'm very proud of my African heritage. I'm very proud to be here. And they gave me a standing ovation. Well, a lot of the Polish people came up to me after the meeting, and they had to immediately change their name when they got here in order to get a job or in order to fit into society. They admired me for doing it, and they said some of what I said to them motivated them to tell their children the importance of their history and the importance of your name.